Imagine placing a bet on a horse race. Canadian researchers discovered that bettors become significantly more confident in their horse's chances immediately after placing their bet, though nothing about the horse has actually changed. This psychological shift explains why markets move not because of economic reports or news headlines, but because of human pain and suffering. When enough traders get trapped on the wrong side of a position, their eventual capitulation creates the major market moves that professionals anticipate and exploit. This uncomfortable truth forms the foundation of profitable trading, according to John F. Carter's Mastering the Trade. The moment you place a trade, your psychology fundamentally changes and your objectivity diminishes instantly, especially when your position size is too large. Consider Joe Trader watching his position collapse. Despite being deeply negative, he initially maintains composure and decides to wait for a retracement. The stock continues falling, and Joe's weekend is consumed by anxiety. By Monday, his original $27.80 entry now trades at $14.02, and he finally sells for a devastating $27,560 loss. In a desperate move, he immediately reverses direction, only to watch the market rally and stop him out for another $27,160 loss. Meanwhile, Joanne Trader used a disciplined approach on the same stock and walked away with over $45,000 in profits. Trading is perhaps the most deceptive profession in the world. The tactics that bring success in everyday life, determination, courage, positive thinking, actually set traders up for failure in markets. While society views losing as failure, in trading, small losses signal success. Professional traders take small losses as their primary job, preserving capital for the few profitable days each month. Most traders progress through four distinct phases. In phase one, destined to lose, newcomers apply everyday success tactics to markets and get crushed. In phase two, fear-based trading, they become overly cautious, making late entries near market highs. Phase three, search for the Holy Grail, traps traders in cycles of false hope as they jump between various strategies. Only in phase four, learning how not to lose, do traders find consistency. The progression is clear. First you lose, then you'll learn how not to lose, and only then can you generate consistent income. Success comes from focusing on risk limitation rather than being right. Paper trading has limited value since it fails to simulate the psychological pressure of real money. The emotional gap between paper and real trading reveals your true psychological issues. For day traders, market internals provide X-ray vision into price movements. NYSE ticks measure stocks increasing versus decreasing in price. Readings between plus 400 and minus 400 are noise, but exceeding plus 600 or minus 600 indicates sustained pressure. At plus 800 or minus 800, consider closing positions regardless of stops. The TRIN, ARMS index, measures volume flow into advancing versus declining NYSE stocks. Focus on its trend direction rather than absolute values. When trending higher, ignore long setups. When trending lower, ignore short setups. The put-call ratio reveals market sentiment through options activity. Combined equity/index ratios exceeding 1.0 signal extreme bearishness, creating a floor, while readings under 0.60 indicate extreme bullishness, establishing a ceiling. Organize market data in a specific viewing sequence to gauge direction without examining price charts. These indicators reveal the market's true condition beneath price action. Gaps offer excellent early trading opportunities and market insights. These contrarian fade plays work by positioning opposite emotional market participants. Success depends not on understanding why gaps form, but on analyzing pre-market volume to predict when they'll fill. For high-volume stocks, pre-market volume indicates fill probability. Less than 30,000 shares suggests an 85% chance of filling that day. 50,000 shares reduces this to 60%, though the midpoint still has an 85% chance. Above 70,000 shares signals a professional breakaway gap with only 30% fill probability. These should be avoided. Understanding the psychology of gap trading gives you an edge. When markets gap down, you're positioning against two vulnerable groups: those who were long from the previous day, now panic selling, and those who were flat but impulsively short the market after seeing the gap. Your advantage comes from this psychological insight rather than complex economic theory. Markets, like suspiciously quiet children, often become calm before major moves. The squeeze setup identifies these periods when markets build energy by becoming too quiet, like a coiled spring that eventually releases in explosive price movements. A squeeze signal typically lasts about 6 bars, regardless of time frame. The setup occurs when Bollinger Bands narrow inside Keltner channels, indicating reduced volatility. The trade signal triggers when Bollinger Bands move back outside the Keltner channels with a momentum oscillator determining direction. New traders commonly make the mistake of chasing already moving markets, buying Apple after it's up 5 points or shorting the euro after it's down 40 ticks. These latecomers are typically buying from traders exiting squeeze trades as momentum fades. The squeeze's power comes from positioning before violent moves occur, allowing you to sell to those who chase markets out of FOMO. Would you start a restaurant without a business plan? Yet traders routinely risk capital without a comprehensive trading plan. Every successful trader identifies creating such a plan as their pivotal turning point toward profitability. The markets punish the unprepared, making a trading plan your essential survival tool. Your plan must address why you're trading, which markets match your personality, your specific strategies, capital allocation, and execution methods. Include trade tracking systems, drawdown rules, profit-taking protocols, and office setup requirements. Success depends on maintaining complete, accurate records. Document every trade with notes about setup quality, execution, and emotional state. Your trading plan should be a living document, updated regularly based on market conditions and performance. Schedule quarterly reviews to assess and adjust components while maintaining core discipline. Without this foundation, you're essentially feeding yourself to the professionals who prey on undisciplined traders. Professional traders steal money from amateurs because amateurs hope while professionals maintain discipline. Most successful traders blew out their account at least once before becoming profitable. The right mindset helps you embrace necessary risk while protecting capital. Never average down on losing positions. Enter full-size positions at once, adding only when trades move favorably. Scale out with mechanical targets for the first half while giving the second half room to run. Recognize adrenaline as a warning sign of emotional trading. Understand that professionals sell breakouts to amateurs and buy them back cheaper. Avoid rationalizing losses, siphon off profits monthly, limit risk per trade, and accept accountability for losses. Trading strategies fail when abandoned after a few losses. Markets naturally exploit human emotions. Greed drives buying at tops, while fear causes selling at bottoms. The key is controlling risk on every trade, staying disciplined, being patient, and treating each trade as a skill-building opportunity. No trader can predict markets with complete certainty. Accepting this paradox reduces stress and leads to consistent profitability.